You are tuned in to Rosie on the House here with you every Saturday morning. We are in that 8 o'clock hour. That is our outdoor living hour, and we're talking with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. I got it.
There you go.
It's hard to – I'm a creature of habit, man. That's a hard to overcome something you've been saying for 14, 15 years.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. So
the Farm's Choice. And y'all make and sell the other product of chicken. Not the egg side, but the fertilizer side.
Correct, correct. We sell compost, pellet fertilizers, food-safe fertilizers for the organic farming industry, golf course pellets for turf grass, and fertilizer pellets in homeowner size, 15-pound, 50-pound, and a good organic compost. In fact, I got a letter from actually a friend of mine that we turned her on to the Hickman's Farm's Choice compost a few years ago. She wrote me this yesterday, as a matter of fact. We purchased several bags of Hickman's compost from you for our garden. The winter veggies are the best looking ever. And this lady is a fabulous gardener. I mean, they have a huge garden, and they know what they're doing. The best looking ever. Beet greens are taller than the chard. Turnip greens are 2 feet tall, and the quail are loving the lettuce and spinach. Where can we get some more for our spring planting? So that's just a nice little testimony to what good chicken manure. And this isn't your old granny's get it out of the chicken coop hot, it'll burn, you know, that old mentality of, oh, it's great stuff, but it's hot, you really got to watch it. We take a lot of care in dehydrating that, screening it, and making sure that it's a fertilizer. It's a good stuff. It's great for your garden, you'd be better off if you use more organic type fertilizers.
And how long have they been making the Farm's Choice fertilizer?
Oh, 20 some years, long time. You know, in different shapes and forms, but reinvesting in that facility, putting a new screening plant in, making a big commitment to continuing to do a sustainable practice like organic fertilizers. That's the nice thing, is this is all recyclable. You know, this is stuff that is a byproduct, and we're turning it into a useful product.
I've noticed over the last 7 years, it seems like each year, when you walk by a pallet of the Farm's Choice, you don't notice it like you used to.
Well, as we do a better job of aging, turning, dehydrating, it's still going to have some odor, but it really doesn't persist in your lawn and landscape very long. Once you put it on and get some water on it, not like the old days with cow manure when you could tell when it was ryegrass time, winter long, because half the neighborhood was using some type of cow manure, and it stayed for days and days and days, maybe weeks, where the chicken manure fertilizers will not last that long, a couple of days, maybe three at the tops. So it doesn't persist too long. And in the golf course material, the turf products, we actually put a little bit of anise oil in it, the licorice scent to it, so it kind of masks that a little bit. The golfers are a little bit more persnickety than gardeners.
Yeah, I even see them dyeing their grass sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you had any Thanksgiving feast yet?
No, have not.
Yesterday at the office, Rosie deep fried a turkey for the staff.
Nice.
We've already got our first Thanksgiving under our belt, literally. Under the belt.
Yeah, really, you got to watch that belt. Hope that belt still fits after you're done next week.
Mama made some dirty rice and some potato salad, and we had it on some rolls. Oh, man. It was good. But good news for anyone out there. If you, the Arizona Farm Bureau has published a listing that says Thanksgiving dinner in Arizona is down 13.5% from last year, what would have cost the average and this is calculated on 10. For the average serving of 10, your total meal cost went from $46.27 down to $39.82.
Wow, that's big decrease.
And on turkeys, down $5.44, and this is based on a 16-pound turkey. Stuffing cubes down 8 cents. They get really dived into it. The pie shells are up 39 cents, though. Sweet potatoes are down 67 cents, which is good. I'm supposed to bring a sweet potato dish to our Thanksgiving. And then the other big one that's up is the whipping cream. So our dairy's up a little bit. But overall, down 13.5%. Now, you said it was challenged recently?
Yeah. Julie Murphy, who posts that, then reposted that. I forget who it was now. Sorry. But somebody took them to task, and they actually beat that pricing. So I guess if you look around and shop hard, you can even beat that. I can tell you one way you can't beat it is growing your own turkeys.
Yeah, the organic doubles it in price. Actually, it more than doubles when you go to organic. It costs a lot to feed them to get them to that 16 pounds.
Well, if you're feeding 4 or 5 turkeys or 10 turkeys, you can't do it for what the guys that are feeding 4 or 5,000 can either.
And you'd mentioned pricing. This does not include store coupons or specials.
So well, there you go.
You're a coupon saver, a deal bargain shopper. You've got an opportunity to get that even a little bit lower.
Nice.
It's Rosie on the House with Jay Harper, the Farm Choice. If you got questions about your landscape or gardening, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jen Gura standing by, waiting to take your call.